Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this edition of Praise in the City. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We're going to have an awesome discussion with several men who are a part of the Philly Roots Fellowship Program. This is a conversation you don't want to miss. It's about mentoring. It's about education. It's about bettering our communities. And who isn't interested in any and all of that, right? Right. So definitely turn your radios up. If you know someone who should be listening to this conversation, give them a gentle nudge, a gentle call, maybe even a text message to say, hey, turn on Praise 103.9 because they're having a conversation that pertains to you. Also, let me give you the phone number so you can be a part of today's discussion. The number is 215-263-1039. As always, we'll start off the day with a moment of inspiration.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing.
Someone asked the question, why do we sing? When we lift our hands to Jesus, what do we really mean? Someone may be wondering, when we sing the song,
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes on
the stem.
That's the reason.
That's the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked
the question.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering. When we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even wrong.
And nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing. In here. Glory!
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why I
know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
I give the praises to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Listen, and when the song is over, we've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asked you.
And if somebody asked you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our songs to Jesus. Yeah.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because.
I sing because.
I sing because.
I sing.
You're my melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why.
I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Love it, love it, love it. The reason why I sing. Our motivational, inspirational moment this morning. Welcome to Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. I hope you'll listen throughout the entire hour. We're talking about ways we can improve our community through mentorship, through bringing people together. And there's an awesome program that I want to make you aware of if you are not yet aware of it. It's called the Philly Roots Fellowship Program. And we have some representatives of this program in studio with us. We're going to start off with my first guest, Mr. Jeff Jones, who's an award-winning motivational speaker. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for being here. So just give us a brief rundown of what the Philly Roots Fellowship Program is all about.
Okay, yeah. The Philly Roots Fellowship Program is a group of 12 Black African-American brothers who are coming together to form a grassroots mentoring initiative to take over the city with positive programs to help the youth understand how to better themselves, whether it's academically, athletically, culturally, economically, and also make sure they stay on the path to success, not just, you know, into college, but beyond college as well. But preparing them for life in a way that can transition them for success all throughout.
That sounds amazing. So how did this come about? How did you guys get this started?
Well, the initiative started with the United Way. They realized that there was a grassroots mentoring programs that were happening throughout the city that was really doing a lot of impactful work, and they just weren't being recognized. So what then happened was they got us together and said, hey, how can we help you and support you and recognize and lift up the work that you're doing? So they formed the Philly Roots Fellows Program, and the 12 brothers that are part of the program have been doing some dynamic work. Throughout the course of the past 2 years, we've serviced over 1,000 families and communities throughout the city, and we're looking to do additionally more with the Philly Roots Summer Takeover that we're going to be talking about, I'm sure, shortly.
Yeah. So tell me, well, just give me a breakdown of how this works. How are you infiltrating the communities, and exactly what are you doing?
Well, we all have our own mentoring program all throughout the city in different parts. So some have basketball leagues, some have mentoring programs, and some have, like myself, life skills training programs. And what we do is we came together and said, how do we synergize these efforts? How do we say, okay, if they're doing the athletic piece, how can we make sure they're getting the academic piece as well? So we then partnered up together to say, hey, if you're doing your academic thing and I have these athletes, let's see if we can get these athletes over to your program so that one person doesn't have to be the expert at everything, but together we collectively can become the proper source of information that the youth need. So we collaborate to, you know, form this great initiative here.
Wonderful, wonderful. So when you go out into the community, how do you promote all of this? And where can people, like, find all of the information, and can they participate in everything all at once?
Well, that's one of the things we're trying to get. We're trying to get more exposure to what we do, because with majority of grassroots mentoring programs, they're not really predominantly heard of. Not too many people hear about Greater Days Ahead. Not too many people hear about Focus Incorporated. Not too many people hear about Ebony Inc. And not too many people hear about the Philly Triple Threat. I mean, even though, you know, Eric's program is out there. But so there are programs that people don't really know about. So what we want to do is make sure that we're doing this work on a grassroots level that people can understand we're here. There's a lot of positive black men doing great things in the city, but we just need the exposure. We just need the support. So what do? With that is we contact people such as yourself and say, hey, can you help us to, you know, get a radio spot so that people can know about the Philly Roots Fellows so that we can get the exposure that we need and support for these programs? Because, again, we're touching and serving over 1,000 kids and families throughout the city. So we need the support for that. And the way that we do that is we just reach out to the community leaders, activists, politicians, those who know that we're doing a great work and realize that these brothers need support. And so I ask out for it.
All right. Sounds good. Now, tell me about your specific program.
My specific program, I'm the CEO and founder of Greater Days Ahead. We're a life skills, motivational, tutoring, academic training, and leadership program. So what we do is we have a program called 6 to 16 to Success. And we take youth at, of course, the age of 6 and then lay the foundations for the pathway for them to understand what they need to be successful, whether that's, you know, academically, with their life skills, athletically as well. So we take the whole rounded picture of what a youth would need to be successful, because we believe if we lay the foundation at 6, by the time they're 16, they have the critical thinking skills to be able to go forward, because we don't cut off at the age of 16. We also have our moving forward program. So 6 to 16 to Success, and then we transition them to our moving forward program, which prepares them for college and beyond. So 6 to 16 to Success, and then we move them forward into life and success. And that's what we do at Greater Days Ahead.
Awesome. So give me a breakdown of some of the things you're talking about, life skills. Like, give me an example of a class or a lesson or type of life skill you teach.
Right. We teach them, for instance, we teach them manners in reference to how to properly greet.
Oh, amen. Amen for manners.
Yes, indeed. Teach them how to properly greet and introduce themselves when they come into a room. Let me step back and say predominantly I deal with at-risk African-American youth.
So, boys and girls or just boys?
For right now, we're doing boys. We're hoping to expand the program to include young ladies and girls as well. But right now, we're doing African-American males. And we teach them how to introduce themselves, you know, come into the room, look you in the eye, shake your hand, firm handshake, and then, you know, begin to tell them who they are and so forth. So we that would be like an introduction. Every time they come into our class session, they have to introduce themselves before they come in, or else they can't come in. But that's kind of the process of making sure they're confident of who they are. When they enter the room, they can, you know, be able to be part of the room and not just drift in and then sit down and slump in the seat. So that would be part of it. And then from there, we would go over either academic trait, whether it's math, English, science, whatever the student would need. And then from there, we would have like a particular skill set lesson, whether that's tying a bow tie, tying her own tie.
I know there are a lot of grown men who talk about how they do not know how to tie a bow tie. Is there some sort of rites of passage that is missing between fathers and sons or older gentlemen and younger gentlemen to pass that on?
Well, I do think that there is. I think that there's a disconnect in understanding how intergenerationally we can touch the lives of a youth by doing simple things such as that. You know, tying a tie, it's when we're teaching the kids how to tie a tie, it's kind of a fun experience, because when you see them actually get the knot right, they're like, wow, they've accomplished something, and that joy that they have. I remember one of the kids, when he tied a tie, he wanted to keep it on the whole day. You know, now typically I let them take it off because they're going to have some athletic time you know, when they run around and play. But he said, no, I want to keep it on because, you know, I tied my own tie.
That's
and it was a
great
sense of pride that he established. So, yeah, I believe that there's a small disconnect there with not being able to have that person to teach you how to have that portion of confidence in yourself at a young age. And that's one of the things, the light bulb moments that we have at Greater Days Ahead. And we give them that small portion of confidence, you know, whether it's tying a bow tie, whether it's having them figure out a math problem on their own, or whether them having them write a paper and understanding how to have the proper grammar in that paper. Those light bulb moments when a young person says, I did it on my own. And but along with that, they had somebody who was there to help them, assist them. And that mentoring piece, we can lead from behind, meaning that we can guide them on their path. When they look back, they see someone there supporting them. Because a lot of times youth look back and they see someone supporting them. And when they look forward, all they see is the adversity. They see the social stereotypes. They see the bad elements. So now they're looking
forward. Bad news reports and all.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So, yeah, okay. we try and establish that, and we do believe that we want to make that connection now because mm-hmm. we know that the youth are just one conversation and one good connection away from their success. So we want to make that connection now, have that great conversation with them so that they can continue to be successful.
This all sounds amazing, and what every parent needs, I guess you can say that you have 12 different programs that cover 12 different aspects of life.
Right, yeah.
Now, you gave me some of them. Can you list all of the programs that are a part of the Philly Roots Fellowship program in terms of like what they cover?
Okay. Well, some of them kind of cover the same aspect, whether because I know we have at least four brothers have their athletic programs, basketball leagues or basketball camps. Mm-hmm. And then we have Russell Hicks. He has entrepreneur social media training and workshops. Mm-hmm. He does that for Ebony Sons, and that's out of the Impact Hub in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And then we have Joshua Rivers. He has his Focus Inc. And what Focus Inc. does is they take kids on college trips to get them exposed to areas outside of their normal geographical standings to see life outside of boundaries.
Nice.
And then we have, who else do we have? Of course, Eric Worley with the Basketball League. And then we have Ruben Jones, mm-hmm. Frontline Dads, which is a youth mentoring leadership program, transitioning kids to success as well.
Nice.
Yeah, we have also, gosh, I know I might be forgetting one of
that's
the brothers.
That's okay. That's all right. I just wanted to mostly cover like the areas that are covered. So if a parent is listening, and by the way, if you are listening and you have any questions about these programs, you have school-aged or college-aged youth, this is a good time to call and ask questions because you may want to involve your child in any of these programs. Or if you are interested in participating in some way or volunteering or getting more information and you're an adult, feel free to give us a call, 215-263-1039. This all sounds like amazing and great and perfect, like we're in this, you know, help everybody and make the community great utopia. But what are the major obstacles you have run into to actually make these programs, this program, work and successful?
Community participation. Mm-hmm. We need the communities to know that we're out there, and then we need the communities to participate. And then we need the parental support. You know, I know you mentioned that as well. And then, of course, the donations, the finances to make it happen. But particularly, we just need the community to know that we're out here doing this work. There's a lot of times you would have events, which we previously had last year throughout the tenure of the fellowship, mm-hmm. and there just wasn't enough community support to bring out the people who needed to be there and the youth who needed to benefit from the programs. So, you know, again, we're calling out to the community in Philadelphia to say, hey, Philly Roots Fellas, we're out here. We're mm-hmm. gonna have a summer takeover event, and we want you to bring your kids out. We want them to know that there's a safe place that they can go to. There's things that they can do throughout the city that's going to be beneficial for them. And it's not just going to be just in terms of, you know, athletics, you know, saying come to a basketball league, even though that's great and we have those. Mm-hmm. We're also going to say, hey, look, we're going to have academic tutoring. We're going to have life skills training. We're going to have all these programs to propel your kids to success. So we need you to bring the kids out to these programs. Now, one of the things we're also going to ask is that we make sure that we continually see the push for this level of success and make sure the community brings the kids out. So that's kind of one of the things that we want to make sure we get is a community participation mm-hmm. and support that we need to make this program beneficial, because we have the men out here doing the work, but we mm-hmm. also need you to assist us in this effort as well.
All right. Sounds good. We're taking your phone calls. If you have any questions about these mentoring programs for youth, this is a great time to call in. Did you know that we have these resources in the city to help your child grow and be successful and maybe fill in the gaps that you can't for whatever reason? And there's no judgment here. But if you do need some assistance and you heard something already this morning and you'd like more information about it, feel free to give us a call. 215-263-1039. Also, if you are someone who is interested in mentoring, interested in lending your services to help youth mature, grow, be healthy, be holistically healthy even, feel free to give us a call and let's talk about it. What are your efforts to help our community, to help the youth in our community? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's just get a little bit of your background before we take some calls, because I know some people are calling in. We have our producer prepare those calls. In terms of your schooling. What was that like, and how did that encourage you to want to do something like this?
Well, yeah, I my schooling background prepared me for this because I'm a communications major by you know, as my background, and I've always wanted to be able to reach out and to motivate and encourage the youth. But I also did a lot of youth ministry work at my local church, and so you know, that inspired me to be able to make a difference in that capacity.
Awesome.
So I was always connected to making sure I can encourage the young people and do that. So with my communications background, I was looking for ways to continue to broaden the horizon of how I can make a good impact into the city, into the community that I serve. So I had a good base of youth that I was working with through the youth ministry work. And so therefore kind of transitioned over into saying, hey, let's not just have this at the church. Let's just have this all citywide so that we can make a greater impact. So, you know, but going back to my, you know, high school years, my moms and my dad, they always would prepare me for success, and they would always tell me, you know, you're better than, you know, the situation that you're in. Because I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, so I'm really not from Philly. So growing up in Newark, New Jersey, my parents would always, you know, prepare me and say, hey, you're better than the environment that you're in. And they would always push me towards a level of excellence. So that was kind of the springboard of me always knowing that there was, if you will, greater days ahead for myself.
Awesome.
And so I was able to transition that into, you know, college and then also beyond to be able to reach back and pay it forward, if you will.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you for that. We are taking your phone calls at 215-263-1039. Give us a call. We're talking about mentoring and leadership programs for our youth here in Philadelphia. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's speak with Ayana calling in from North Philadelphia. Ayana, good morning. You're live on the
air. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you're like really low.
Okay, I can't speak any louder. Yes, but go ahead.
Okay.
You're live on the air, ma'am.
Hi. I wanted to know where can I find information. I mean, I looked online, and it took me to the webpage, but I'm not really computer literate, so I was wondering if there was any information that could be sent out to me. My son is 14. He's going to start high school.
Yes, if you will, you can email greaterdaysahead@gmail.com, and we can get you the list of information to you. That
okay, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure, Ayana, what's going on or why you can't hear us. We certainly can't yell or get any louder because we are okay on the line, so I'm not quite sure what the issue is, but try to listen really carefully, and what you don't hear, our producer will be able to put on our website, okay?
Okay.
All right. Or better yet, you can just hold on, and when we go to commercial break, maybe we can talk to you off air.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ayana. Hold on.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Let's go to Denise calling in from Philadelphia. Denise, good morning. You're live on the air. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Please. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Denise, you're on the air, sweetheart. We need you not to listen to the radio. Listen to the phone, okay? There
okay,
is a delay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're on the air.
My name is Denise, and I'm calling about I have a 13-year-old son that's out of control, and I need help. I don't know what to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you know what? We definitely understand that situation because we do have a lot of youth who are challenging in certain areas, and we want to be able to be there to help out. What area of the city are you located? Because, again, our program is not just centralized. We want to make sure that we can send you towards the right program in your particular area of the city.
Okay.
What area of the city are you located in?
I can't hardly hear you.
What area of the city are you located in, Denise?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
What section of Philadelphia? I'm sorry.
The Germantown section.
Germantown. Okay. There is a program with one of our Philly Roots Fellows, Dr. Carrie Foster, which is in that area. And if you will, we can get your information and we can send you the contact for Dr. Foster, and he'll be able to help you out with any situations.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so is she going to hold on, or are you?
Yes,
gonna...
if she holds on.
All right, so Denise, we're going to also ask you to hold on, and we'll get your information and get that information out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. Hold on, please. All right, let's go to John calling in from Mount Airy. John, good morning.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Great. I was just sitting in the car driving and just hearing a young man talking, I was just like really excited to hear that there were programs out there like that for young people. But I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, do you guys come out to like churches and talk to people in the churches?
Yes, we do. We would definitely appreciate any opportunity to come out to any community center, faith-based organization, or any institution of learning, or where the people can come out and understand our program. So we would definitely welcome any opportunity. So for yourself and for those who are listening, if you have a organization, faith-based initiative that you would need us to come out and speak to your youth or community about, we would love that opportunity. So for sure, we definitely would.
All right. Sounds great. John, thank you so much for that phone call. Hopefully that was able we were able to answer your question there. Now, we are going to be on the line with our guests. We have some more guests who will be joining us who are part of the Philly Roots Fellowship Program. You're going to hear about more of the mentoring programs that they have for youth, and we are welcoming your phone calls. It's a great time to ask questions of these awesome men who are doing so much in our community to help encourage, motivate, and educate our young people. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Don't touch that dial. Praise in the City continues right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Behnken on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Behnken on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are here with some of the fellows representing the Philly Roots Fellowship Program. We are talking about mentoring programs for our youth, ways to bring the community together and help our young people out. This is an awesome time to ask questions. We have some representatives here with some amazing programs. We have two more guests in studio, and they're going to tell you about their specific programs, a part of Philly Roots. And we welcome your phone calls with questions and comments. Perhaps you are someone who would like to join the force and be a part of this massive mentoring work that the guys are doing. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Before I introduce our other two guests, let's go right back to the phones. We have Gina calling in from Oak Lane. Gina, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hey. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Awesome. What's your comment or question?
Well, my question is this. I was wondering, is it too late to sign my son up for any of the programs that's being offered? He's going to be a senior in high school next year. And right before school let out this year, we just found out they're not going to be offering the program that he was normally in.
Mm.
So we're trying to find, well, I'm scrambling around trying to find him something to do for this summer.
Okay. All right.
Yes, never too late. Never too late for them to take part in any of the programs that we have as part of the Philly Roots Fellows. Is there a specific program that you have that your son is looking to get into?
Well, the program that he was in last year was the STEM program. And see, okay. I know that his goal of getting into college, he wants to go into a science program. He wants to be an engineer. Mm-hmm. So, awesome. You know, we would like to have something, you know, that's going to help him, you know, be better prepared mm-hmm. for time, you know, when he does go to college. And also, you know, he has a list of colleges that he would like to visit. So I was, you know, was wondering if there are any programs that, you know, that have college tours, you know, for kids, you know, who are, you know, looking to go to college, you know, after high school and so forth.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of programs. But any other programs that basically just going to better his life, you know, that we're interested in?
Yeah, we definitely do. We have a program, one of our fellows, Joshua Rivers, he has a Focused Incorporated program, which does specifically that, take kids on college trips to get them prepared and online for college success and beyond. So if you will, we can give you the information. If you hold on, we can, you know, send you the information in reference to how to get in contact with Joshua for his program.
Okay, Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. Just hold the line. Again, our phone number is 215-263-1039. We have two new guests joining us in studio, and they are both part of the Philly Roots Fellowship program, and they have awesome programs for young people, and I want you to hear all about it. We have Eric Worley and Marcus Williams joining us. Fellas, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
All right. So, Eric, please tell us about your program.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Eric Worley. I'm the executive director of Philly Triple Threat, which is a sports-based youth program, which focus is the sport of basketball, where we work to keep young people engaged in the sport of basketball throughout the year. We have various levels of our program where we serve young men and young women as young as the age of 6, all the way up until the kids transition out of high school. So we'd like to definitely hear from anyone, any young people that have, any parents who have young men or women who are interested in getting involved in the sport of basketball.
And I was going to ask that, is it just male specific, but you also coach the young ladies as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our
That's
program
good to
was
know.
Really built on the backs of our young ladies, so we do serve young women and young men.
Fantastic. Marcus, tell us about your program.
And my name is Marcus Williams. I run an organization called Teach Kids, which is an acronym for Taking Education and Communities Higher Through Knowledgeable, Interactive, and Developmental Seminars. Basically, we are a hybrid mentoring organization where we go into the need of the community and build from within. So we've been known to run chess programs. We run poetry outlet venues. We've done work-study programs, college tours, and whatever other things that are need. We tend to work with school systems, church organizations, fraternal organizations, help them develop and train their mentors, build their programs and their curriculums, and then we're off to the next sector to impact yet another community. So if there's anything that you need for your children, something that you're looking for specifically, let us know. If it doesn't already exist, we'll build it.
Now, I like that you guys just decided to pool your efforts, come together and you know, work out of one central thing. What brought each of you to doing the work that you're doing? And we can start with Marcus.
I guess being a young black man in Philly and watching our cities evolve. Like, it went from when we were young kids, the recreation centers and the swimming pools, and there were, you know, the village was definitely helping to raise our children. And as we got older, you start to see the transitions and you become a parent yourself. You watch things disappear. You know, organizations like the Boy Scouts of America, Big Brothers, and things like that were huge household names when we grew up. And now most people don't even know where they exist, or they know they exist and don't know where to find one. And that's that's troublesome because our population is still growing. Our kids are still out there, but the need hasn't changed.
Right.
So it was time to engage, and it really started simply with just dealing with the people in your community, the kids on your blog, the kids at your church, so on and so forth. And you look up and their friends bring friends, and all of a sudden now, there's a need for a greater purpose, a greater body, and a greater impact. So you start looking for other resources, other warriors in the fight until you can, you know, make a change somehow.
All right. Good stuff. Eric.
I think for me, it was just, you know, being a young person that grew up loving the sport of basketball and seeing the many opportunities and doors that being engaged in sports can open and the life lessons that it can teach. And as I came home from college, I just saw limited opportunities for the young men and the young women to be engaged in a structured basketball organization. So I think that was just my motivation. And of course, being the basketball rich city that we live in, we have such a large number of young people who want to be actively engaged. So I just wanted to provide a platform that can, you know, do that in an appropriate way and in a structured manner.
Awesome. So what has it done for the three of you, or I should say the 12 of you, but only three of you are here? What has it done for the three of you personally to actually fellowship with other men with the same focus of helping young people? I can start with Jeff because I haven't heard from you in a second.
Yeah, it's like this, like the super friends. You know?
Exactly.
We come together and we strengthen each other in the work that we're doing, because prior to us having the Philly Roots Fellows, we really didn't, too many of us didn't know each other at first. But it was a great thing to finally come together and see that you're not in this battle alone. There's other people in the trenches with you. Because sometimes we can get so engrossed in our efforts to try and make an impact that we don't realize that there's others out here who are doing the same thing. And when we came together, we realized, you know what? I do have somebody who has my have my back. And it's a great thing that now the president has my Brother's Keeper initiative, because we realize now that not only are we our Brother's Keeper in terms of mentoring,
we're our brother's keeper in terms of the work that we do. So this strengthens us in our work that we've done. And we've created a family. I mean, it's the Philly Roots Fellows, but it really could be called the Philly Roots family because we've become family. We're brothers. We're there for one another. We've celebrated, you know, life events and, you know, we've had good times. So it really just bonded us together in a way that we're strengthened and more encouraged to do the work. And now that's why I say with the Philly Roots Summer Takeover, we're excited about taking over the city and doing some great things because now we have the strength and now we have the capacity and now we have the men who are out there actually being recognized for this work.
Awesome sauce. Anything you guys want to add to it? It sounds pretty.
Yeah, I think just, you know, one of the things where you do the work that we do when everybody, you know, has been doing it for quite some time, you kind of feel like you're on an island by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then to come into a room or come into the fellowship that the Philly Roots has created, you know, when you see a large group of men doing the similar work is just kind of motivating and encouraging to, you know, keep you going down your path. When you feel like you were on an island by yourself, you say, hey, you know, there's other men out here that are fighting this same struggle. And it kind of just encourages you and keeps you motivated to keep doing the work that you do.
Great.
I think I appreciate the variety that the collective brings to the table. I mean, Jeff is a business mastermind. And Eric is a basketball phenom. Mm-hmm. And I tend to work more on the artistic side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just three facets of this one diamond. And there are another nine pieces out there that add to that shine. So it's like somebody could call in. It's like, oh, my son wants to build robots. Well, I don't do anything robotic. I don't know anything engineering. But there's somebody in my collective that does. And then I can channel into them. And that's not a child loss. And at the end of the day, we're trying to get to as many of them as we can. Mm-hmm. So that collective strength is really what made me want to jump in and leap on this opportunity.
Awesome, awesome. So now I want to give you, my wonderful listening audience, a chance to jump in on this opportunity and ask the fellows questions, because I'm quite sure you have not heard about such an amazing thing happening in our city. And yes, they are banding together. They are working together to help out our kids. So give us a call with as many questions as you have. We have some time in the show, so get on it, doggone it. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Denise, who's been waiting for a while. Denise, calling in from West Philadelphia. Thank you so much for your patience. You're live on the air.
You're welcome. God bless you all. I heard a lot of wonderful things, and that's what we need. We need men like y'all to bring these youth back. Mm-hmm. And I wish that I can help out. So I'm just calling to be an instrumental volunteer to help bring these youth back, because I see a lot of children are lost, nothing to do, disrespectful. We need our neighborhood back. We need our kids to grow back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here just to ask, what can I do to help? Can I participate in your program? Can you show me how to help others so we can bring our youth back, you know, to how it used to be, a neighborhood that would raise a family that helped the children grow? We don't see too much of that anymore.
Right.
And I'm just calling just to, you know, to let my spirit rejuvenate and just help. So can you tell me how can I help?
All right, fellas.
Well, you know what? Having a heart to help is the key, and that's the beginning. And definitely we will want you to help out in your area, because the Philly Roots Summer Takeover is going to be in different parts of the city. So when you hear about it coming to your area, that's when you can jump in. But if you want to help out at this present time, if you will, I can give you our Philly Roots fan page on Facebook. You can reach out to us that way. And then I can give you our email address. If you have access to a computer, I can give you that. And this way we can get in contact with you and give you that information, how you can help out in your area of the city, until we get in that area with one of the programs that we're going to be offering.
Okay, let me get a pencil real quick.
All right.
All right, so in the meantime, for anyone else listening, if you are calling in with questions and you're requesting information, please have your pen and pencil ready, just because we have a lot of people who are calling. We want to be able to get to those people as much as possible. All right?
Wow.
All right, Mama. So, you ready?
I was a pen when I could get.
Okay, so we're going to give the information. All right, if you do miss it, we are going to put that information up on our website, praisephilly.com. Okay, so if you miss it this time around, we just want to make sure we get to all of the calls, all the people who are calling us right now. All right?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, the email address is phillyrootsfellows, and Philly is, you know, P-H-I-L-L-Y, fellows, F-E-L-L-O-W-S.
Philly,
I'm sorry.
Right. F-E-L-L-O-W-S.
Well, Philly Roots Fellows, right?
Philly Roots Fellows. I'm sorry. Philly Roots Fellows.
Roots Fellows.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Pleasanton.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for your phone call.
You're welcome. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Janae calling in from Southwest Philadelphia. Janae, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a 17-year-old son who has depression, but he is an excellent chess player. And that really wakes him up. He loves to compete in chess, and I'd like to know what the program that someone had mentioned that provides chess playing. I need a phone number and a name of the program.
Okay, and that's Marcus.
Yeah, we actually run our chess program out of Enon up in Cheltenham, and we are currently in the middle of our summer chess explosion, which means we're doing chess workshops and chess tournaments through the Mastermind Chess Association. So we actually meet on Thursdays between 6:30 and 8 o'clock, and then on every second and fourth Saturday from 2 to 4:30. So that is our standard practicing times, and then the calendar will vary depending on what events come up over the summer and what tournaments we're going to attend. But we'd love to see him there, and if that doesn't work out for you, there's maybe some way we can connect with a couple other programs that we know in the area or get him some private lessons so he doesn't lose his touch. So make sure you reach out to us at the information that Jeff gave, and we will definitely make sure we get your son involved.
I need a phone number. I don't know how to email.
Okay, 800.
Okay.
294.
0995.
Yes.
Okay, and the name of the program, I know you said Enon Tabernacle, is that Baptist Church?
Correct.
Yes.
That's the name of the program?
The name of the program is Connected Pawns.
Oh, Connected
Pawns.
Pawns,
P-A-W-N-S. It's a chess piece.
Oh, I don't play chess.
As soon as you say it to your son, trust me, his face will light up. He'll know what it is.
Connected Pawns.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Diana calling in from Delaware County. Diana, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, Diana, your phone is breaking up really bad, Mama. Are you in a bad location, like with a lot of trees or something?
I just moved somewhere else.
Okay.
Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. My son played for Philly Triple Threat for 2 seasons, and we moved to Delaware County. I'm wondering how close is another location?
Most of our locations for our summer program will be held at the Linfest Center. The Linfest Center is located down in North Philly between 10th Street between Erie and Huntington Park. That's where our summer league will be held, and also at Waterview Recreation Center, which is located in the Germantown section of the city. The majority of our programming takes place in like the northwest region of the city between like Germantown, Mount Airy, and the West Oak Lane sections.
Okay, that's what I thought, because that's where he played. Do you plan on moving out any further?
At this time, I mean, gym availability is one of the toughest things to get your hands on in the city of Philadelphia. So we're blessed to have, you know, some great relationships in the northwest region of the city. Okay. So, you know, as of right now, most of our programming will, you know, take place, you know, in that area. But I can tell you that we do have, you know, a nice percentage of kids and families in our program that do travel from various parts of the city.
Yeah, the program is excellent. I can say that.
Oh, that's great. I'm sorry your phone is breaking up on you right now, but we were able to manage to hear that you said the program was great, so that's awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Diana. We appreciate the phone call. All right. We have a few more minutes left in the program here, so if you have a question or you have a comment, now is the time to call, because we're only here for like four or five more minutes. Give us a call at 215-263-1039, 215-263-1039. And to remind you once again, if you missed any of the information given earlier in the program, we will place it on our website so you can get it there maybe end of the day or sometime on Monday. So we will make sure we have that up for you. Before we leave, what are the things that you want the city to know about what it is that you're doing? The main things you want people to walk away with today by listening to the program. We can start with Mark.
I think the one thing I want the city to know is that we are doing something. Mm-hmm. I think our media outlets, not this one included, are definitely about the things that aren't taking place in the city. When you look at television, it's always the shootings and the robberies and the so on and the so forth. You don't see a whole lot of Philly Triple Threats, 200 kids playing on the basketball on any given Saturday. You don't see anything about, you know, Jeff speaking to a bunch of kids to get them motivated to go to college. You don't see anything about our kids going off and winning national chess tournaments. Like, there are other things happening in your city, and we want the city to know that we're here for you to make it happen. So every time we hear a call of somebody that's saying, you're not in my area, can you help me? Mm-hmm. Our wheels start turning, going, how can we get to that part of the city? Because clearly we haven't gotten big enough yet.
Yeah.
And that's not to say there are not other people out there. They're just not getting the exposure that currently we are.
Okay.
So I want them to know there are brothers out here working for you, and if you tell us where it is, we'll bring us to that work.
And to jump in, piggyback off what Mark was saying, that's the main thrust of our Philly Root Summer Takeover, is that we want to not only expose the work that we're doing, but uplift the work that others are doing that aren't being recognized, because we know the 12 of us aren't the only black brothers out there doing positive things.
Right.
There are a lot of other brothers out there doing some positive things, and their work needs to be uplifted as well. And to hear, like Mark was saying, a person say, you're not in our area, we want to be in that area because we want to impact the community in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the summer, we can see a paradigm shift of positivity uplifting our city, so that when kids go back to school or college, wherever they would go to, we are seeing them change for the better because the takeover has taken over their lives, impacted them for the better, and not just for a time, but for eternity. So Eric does a great job with making sure his kids not only are playing basketball, but they're great students as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're great citizens as well. So it's not just a basketball league that Eric runs. It's a community life skills uplifting event. So, yeah, we just want to make a difference.
Awesome. Final.
I think the one thing is just as parents are listening, you know, Philly Roots, our summer takeover, we're definitely excited about that. But I think the summertime is so crucial in young people's lives. So I think if nothing else, parents, you have to get your young people engaged in something positive during the summertime, because that is when they become vulnerable. That's when they get involved in, you know, a lot of negative activity. And it's really nothing worse than a young person just sitting around wasting away the entire summer months. So if it's not Philly Roots summer project that you get your young person involved in, you know, please make sure you just go out and seek something for them to stay engaged during the summer months.
All right, good stuff. We have a final call on the line from Jeff calling out of Roxborough. Jeff, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I was talking to your, I guess, your producer, my call, about the Philly Roots program. You guys are seeking any help from parents, like as far as like volunteering or even employment?
Well, we're not really seeking employment. We're not established in that capacity, but we're always seeking volunteer help. Those who are interested in the community, willing to help out as we begin to expand the takeover project, you're more than willing to jump in and help out. Again, our email address is phillyrootsfellows@gmail.com. Our telephone number is 800-294-0995. Either way, you can reach us or check out our Facebook fan page, which is Philly Roots Fellows. All those are ways you can get in contact with us to jump on board and help us out. So, yes, if you have the time and you have the passion to help out the youth, please contact us and we'll plug you into any one of these great initiatives that is taking part this summer in the city.
PhillyRootsFellows@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Believe it or not, we're at the end of the program. The hour goes by so fast all the time. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in, and definitely thank you for all of the work that you're doing. One more time with the website, Facebook page, and phone number before we leave.
Sure enough. The Facebook fan page is Philly Roots Fellows, and the email address is phillyrootsfellows@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone number is 800-294-0995. And you can reach out to us any way you would like, and we will be able to respond accordingly to help out you, your community, your organization. We'll come out and speak to them about the program and help uplift the youth and make sure we're setting them on a positive path as the Philly Roots Fellows take over the summer in a positive way this year. So we're excited
Fantastic.
About it.
Jeff, Eric, Marcus, thank you so much for coming through. Much love going to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Stay close. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.